Welcome back to the pregame show here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening, as joining us first on the line is the head football coach of the Ogden Bulldogs, Tyler Lloyd, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we can talk football, it makes for a great opportunity, and looking forward to tonight's matchup.
Absolutely. As we take a look at your team coming in with a record of 1-0, it was definitely a tale of two halves in your season opener against Perry. The Blue Jays led 8-0 in the first half. Matter of fact, they were down inside of your own 10 to start the second half, of your defense forced a turnover, and it was on like the break of dawn from there. Your team rattled off 29 unanswered to come away with a 29-8 victory. And just what can you say about how your team was able to respond after a rough opening half, come out in the second half, and even with their backs against their walls, find a way to turn the game in their favor and run away with it at the end?
Yeah, I think everything that you want out of week one, you got in our game. You had timely turnovers and opportunistic football, and you saw some of the good, you saw some of the bad, you saw some of the ugly. But I think when you're able to take that, you're able to build on it. Obviously, you get some confidence in there. You're playing a much larger school with a much larger roster in terms of size and those kinds of things, and love those week one challenges. And, you know, luckily for us, we were able to come out on top, and you're able to take that and kind of build on the momentum.
In looking at the offensive side of the football, it's a group on the offensive side that is young, but there's some experience there. Carson Lloyd, somebody that began to take snaps halfway through his freshman year at quarterback, had a solid opening game against Perry, as well a receiving room that's pretty veteran, guys like Braden Miller, as well as Weston Sundell, Tyler Lass as well, and a running back room as well. Jackson Clith really stepping up in that running back role now as a sophomore, and an offensive line that's got a couple key guys back from the last couple of years, like Dylan Moe and Landon Alexander as well. Just looking at that offense and what they've been able to bring to the table here, not just in that opening game, but throughout the preseason and preparation for the year, what are some things that you like from this offense here throughout the first half or first part of the football season?
It's one of those things where, you know, obviously, yeah, some of these guys have had to step up and play. Some of them have had a lot of snaps under their belt, and you kind of take that and you keep building on it. I think they're really comfortable with the system. We run a system that fits the skill set we have, and that is always going to, you know, pan out best for you in Iowa high school football. Graduation's inevitable, so you've got to have things that are kind of fluid and flexible, and these guys fit the bill.
And on the defensive side of the football, you do lose a little bit more production on the defensive side, losing a couple key guys from a year ago, guys like Trayton Mitchell, Caden Dudley, as well as Carson Muggenberg as well. Big-time producers for your ball club. But guys stepped up, like we mentioned, the Dylan Moe, Landon Alexander, Tyler Lass, all finishing with, you know, double-digit tackles on Friday night against Perry. And just what can you say about the defense and the growth they made throughout the game in week one that you saw?
Been a lot of changes on the defensive side. Last year, bringing in a new defensive coordinator has done a phenomenal job, Tom Crowden. And then, different faces, but at sometimes, you know, you're getting some of the same production after week one. We saw a really big run-oriented offense and kind of the same style that we're going to see in tonight's game. And, you know, you kind of look at that and you hope you're able to just continue to build and grow. Tyler Lass was somebody who missed a multitude of games for us last year and wasn't able to play on the defensive side of the ball except outside of 2 weeks. And, you just kind of go through that and you just keep growing with it. Landon Alexander's been a stalwart in there for us and learned a lot under this new system, really responded to Coach Crowden really well. And, you know, you just kind of take those things and you keep building. And like I said, you want positive momentum.
And as we look ahead towards this Friday's matchup with Eagle Grove, this was a contest came right down to the wire a year ago up in Eagle Grove. Your team was able to escape with a 1-point victory, and obviously with a game and a scrimmage, you know, under each team's belt, what have you taken away from your scout of Eagle Grove, and what this team needs to do to slow down the Eagles, and what else does your team need to do to come away with a victory tonight?
Core pieces return for them. Anytime you can return a starting quarterback, especially in a flex bone offense, you're gonna see some different elements of the triple option that might not have been there, you know, as an underclassman. Big fullback again this week, actually weighs more than the one we saw last week from Perry. And then, like you talked about last year's game, there was opportunities there that it felt like, okay, maybe we can, kind of put this away. And then, credit to Eagle Grove, they were able to just fight right back and then take the lead. They were very opportunistic, forced a lot of turnovers, and that's something we've really talked about. With our style of offense, we've got to protect the ball. So we gave them some extra opportunities last year, and they made the most of them. And fortunately for us, we were able to squeak out of there with a 1-point win. So anytime you're playing Iowa high school football, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged every week. You've got so many good players and so many good coaches in the state. And so we're going to continue to just, plug away at that and continue to try to put one foot in front of the other.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Eagle Grove.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it. Go Dogs.
That was Tyler Lloyd, the head football coach of the Ogden Bulldogs, here on our pregame show here on 95.7 KQWC. We'll talk with Eagle Grove coach Logan Willard next here on 95.7 FM.